A very good morning, B'af of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Mendalid, Menachas 54a, pagination is 107. We'll start on the facing page. We're still doing some of the Agadah of the riddles, and one of the comments that was made is that the Jewish people are like a Zayas. Ma zayis achariso besofo, just like the olive tree, the purpose of it is in the distance. It doesn't happen right away, says Rashi. Eina toein ad zaman gadol. It doesn't bear its fruit until a decent period of time has elapsed. Va'achakach toein peinos harbe. And then it bears many fruit. So the Jewish people as well, it's a very investment-oriented type of mentality. We put in a lot, but the result is tremendous. That's true in our belief system, Gan Eden, times of Mashiach, Olam Haba. It's true in Olam Hazeh as well, in the way we invest in chinuch and education, etc. And the results are not necessarily immediate, but we're investors. Towards the bottom of the page, the middle of the medium lines, the middle of the large lines, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Lomo nimshalu Yisrael lezayis. Another analogy, why the Jewish people are compared to a zayis. Loma loch mazayis ein olav noshrin. The leaves do not shed. Lo bimos hachama v'lo bimos hageshamim throughout the seasons. Af Yisrael ein lo embetei lo olamis. Similarly, the Jewish people are always needed. They do not diminish in the need, lo ba'olam hazev, lo ba'olam haba, not in this world, not in next world. It's a constant. Now, Jewish people are also compared to an esrig. An esrig is the opposite. The esrig stays on the tree even though the leaves shed. That's okay. We compare in different regards and see different comparisons. You see this in the pasuk, tzadik hatamar yifrach, a tzadik should blossom like the date palm, ke'erez balvanon yiske, and he should be strong like the cedar tree. Typically, the fruit trees spend their energy on flowering and bearing fruit. And it's the ilane srak, the trees that do not bear fruit, that are strong and good for lumber. So the pasuk doesn't find a specific tree that's a perfect analogy to the tzaddik. It wants a fruit tree that's also very strong and well-rooted. Longevity. So the pasuk compares the tzaddik both to a fruit tree, the date palm, and to the erez, the cedar tree. And that's fine in terms of comparisons. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lama nimshlu Yisrael lezayis, another reason why the Jewish people are compared to a olive tree. Lama lach mazayis en emotzi shamno el ayedei kisisa, just like the olive tree doesn't give you its true produce, which is the oil, until you press it. Af Yisrael ein chozrim lamutav ela yedei yisurim. So the Jewish people don't really find their fruition except under pressure. Rabbi Sheru used to say, Jewish people are like a tea bag. You only see their strength when you put them in hot water. So it shouldn't be. We should be able to see our strength in general. But such is the nature. The Zayas represents bringing out the best. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And that's the Jewish people. The Gemara continues, by explaining and elaborating on the Mishnah. Reb Meir Omer, Hasa'or bo dela mitochan umachmitzan. We had a machlokes how exactly to produce the leavening agent, which is going to make the mincha chametz in the two cases that we needed it to become chametz. My chasera o yesera, what was the concern that if you take a leavening agent from the outside, then the amount of flour is going to be either less or more than it's supposed to be? Amar Rav Chisda, ises hasa'or ava, if it's thick, nimtzis yesera, it turns out that you put in more flour to this mixture than it would have been had it been freestanding flour. Raka, but if it's soft, fluffy, nimtzis chasera, it'll end up that the amount of flour present is less than we anticipated in the Isaron. Sof, the Gemara asks, ki kachayel li Isaron kachayel. Either way, it adds up to an Isaron, the contents right now. And indeed, that's one approach that we mentioned in the previous session. Rabba v'Rav Yosef de Amri Tarvayhu, l'kemoshe hein oisa misha'arinon. Rabba and Rav Yosef explained that the concern was that they're calculating what the amount of flour would have been if it would have been freestanding. In the words of Rashi, Shahayu Kivar, the amount that it was when it was freestanding flour. And that's the concern, that depending on the type of sourdough you use, thick or thin, it's either going to be more or less. Let's skip a line to the end of the page. Tana Rabbanan, we learned, Ein machmitzin, you can't make this chametz process in the mincha bitapuchim, through apples, fruit juice. Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Omru machmitzin. In the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, they said that you could use apples. Skip a line, Keman oz lahoda tanan, whose opinion is it that says, Tapuach sharisko, you grind an apple, v'nosnu besocho iso, and you put it into a dough, even though it's a small amount in a large dough, but it's going to trigger the chemical reaction. So in a general sense, we call this a maimid. It's the foundation of the final product, even though it's a small amount of it, but it's significant, v'chimtza, and it in fact made it chametz, leavened. Harezu asura, it will be forbidden. Now, the case over here, Rashi tells us, top line, is that the tapuach was shel truma. It was a truma apple, and they put it, after they ground it, into an isa that was not truma. It was regular chulin, regular flour dough. So this mix is going to be forbidden to non-Kohanim. I know as we see the word Asura and Chametz, our minds automatically go to Pesach. And there is such a discussion by Pesach as well, where fruit juice is considered some level of reaction, but it's not real Chametz. We call it matzah ashira, wealthy matzah. We don't eat it. There's a concern of chametz minhagim, I guess is the best way to phrase it. Healthy people do not eat such matzah on Pesach, but we do allow it in the case of children and people who find it difficult to eat regular matzah. Elderly, infirm, I believe, is the way it's written on the boxes. Keman, whose opinion would this be that the apple is considered leavening the truma, is considered leavening the chulin and making it like truma because it's a maimid? Keman lema Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel hi velo Rabbanan. Can we assume that it's Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel and not the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan said that you can't use apples to make the mincha into chametz when needed? Answers the Gemara, afilu temer rabbanon. It could be the rabbanon as well. It's not authentic chametz. Nehi de chametz gomer lo havei. It's not considered real chametz. Noksha mi havei, but it is something. And therefore, in edible products, in terms of product manufacture, the apple certainly impacted the dough, and the dough is a reflection of the apple, and therefore it's considered truma. But if you're looking to make authentic chametz, as in the case of the mincha, the apple will not suffice. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.